Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Well, we already have some examples of this, and in our country, in the world, we know examples of this. When certain authorities say in one way or another to not speak in Jesus' name, sometimes it's overt, like Christians living in predominantly Muslim countries, most of them, not all of them, but most of them. To more subtle things, not quite subtle, but less dangerous. Like corporations telling their employees to, you can only say Happy Holidays, and you can't say Merry Christmas. Not dangerous, but yet noticeable. In today's example, in the scripture, the Jewish leaders say to the apostles, they bring them all in, we gave you strict orders to stop teaching in that name. I left a few words out, but there it is. And they responded, we must obey God rather than men. So when someone tells you, first of all, we could get into a homily about obedience. We can get a homily about other things. However, you never are under obligation to obey an order that is immoral or unethical. And it doesn't matter who gives it. Note that. If it is an immoral or unethical order, you do not have to obey it. We must obey God rather than men. Where I want to go today is a little self-check. These apostles are talking to the men who dragged Jesus before Pilate and said, crucify him. Now, there were a couple of ones that had followed Jesus, at least in their heart at the time. But this is what they're facing. And that's how they respond. But that's how we can respond when the Holy Spirit is within us. Self-check. How comfortable are you? I can't answer the question. Only you can, right? How comfortable are each of you with saying Jesus' name? Among your friends? Among your family? Or among a perfect stranger or someone you just met? How comfortable are you? Because if you're not comfortable saying Jesus' name, you're pretty far from the behavior of the apostles, aren't you? Right? And you're certainly not that near to how Jesus behaved. He allowed himself to be put on a cross in public, probably with no clothing left, the smell of the smoke and the flies and dead bodies from previous crucifixions, those dying, bodily fluids coming out, blood everywhere, and then whatever else trashy smell was in the air of Jerusalem in 33 BC outside the walls. And he stayed there till he died because he wasn't embarrassed of you. or me. He let that happen to himself in public. So if we find ourselves unable to say Jesus' name in public, would you not say that's quite a far distance in behavior? We need to be able to say our Lord's name, not feel awkward. Teens, you're awkward about a number of things, not just this, so you'll get through it. You'll get through it. But even you, I'm not letting you off the hook. Any teens in here? But the children, the adults, especially the adults, we can't be like that. Now, I don't have to run around without my shirt like the Jesus Freak song, you know, the guy in the green, you know, and all. Remember that verse? He's trying to watch. He had the tattoos on his chest and all that. It's a great song, but we don't have to be like that. But just to be able to say our Lord's name. Try it. I bet many of you are going to be uncomfortable. Well, good. You have some self-awareness. We've got to be proud of our Lord. And how are you going to evangelize if you can't say the Lord's name? The J word. Right? We've got to move past that in a big way. Now, one thing here in the first reading, there's a section omitted. It's Gamaliel's speech, very short, but it's got a great. They put the apostles outside and they discuss the matter. Gamaliel was the teacher of Paul. He was like the head rabbi. And he tells them, he gives them all these examples, and basically he says, keep away from these men and leave them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of men, the apostles preaching in Jesus' name, if it is of men, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God. It's a great line. They listened to him. They beat the apostles. And then they released them. And that's why it says they were rejoicing because they suffered dishonor in his name. That's what it was referring to. There's a little verse 39 wasn't in there. But they rejoiced. But remember that. Remember that. If it's of men, it will fail. And those who speak in the name of Jesus, the world will not be able to overthrow you. Remember what Gamaliel said. He was, at least there, he was very wise. Remember that. We have no fear. And if you suffer a little dishonor, oh, what's this you and Jesus thing? Or you suffer a little ridicule? Remember what the apostles did. Rejoice. For suffering a little rebuke, a little ridicule in his name. All from the first reading. All the angels and the elders and the four living creatures saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Not worthy is the Lamb who didn't say anything. Slain for the truth. And when Jesus is talking to Peter, how many times do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. The three times matching the three denials. Let us love Jesus and be proud of him. Let us try to do that. And in some way, love him like he loves us.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.